Heavenly Father, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have been doing for us. We thank you, Lord, for the good health. We thank you for the freedom of worship that we have in this place today, O God. Father, we magnify your name. We are not taking your grace for granted. We know for our brethren, O Lord, in China at this time particularly, O Lord. Father, Lord, where there's intense persecution and other places, O God, we ask for your grace upon their lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, as we go into your word, speak through me, O Lord, to your children comfortably this morning. Lord, Father, everyone that is sick and afflicted shall be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everyone that is downcasted, O Lord, they shall be uplifted in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everyone that is discouraged shall be encouraged in the name of Jesus. Amen. Where there is confusion, there shall be revelation. In the name of Jesus, amen. Take all the praise, take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
We're going to read from Luke chapter 17. Luke 17, 20 to 37. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo, here, or lo, there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and when shall desire to see the Son of Man. Verse 22. And ye shall not see it. Verse 23. And they shall say to you, see here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. 28. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop, upon his top, in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Verse 32, remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night, there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other be left. Verse 35. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said to them, wheresoever the body is, thither also with the eagles be gathered. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So the Lord Jesus Christ was ministering to the people, and questions came about when the kingdom of God will come. Because Jesus Christ will always tell them about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. And then they will wonder, when is that kingdom you are talking about? Well, he gave the answer right away there. He said, the kingdom of God is already within. It does not come with observation. If you have Jesus today, you have the King of Kings within. Amen. Amen. Yes. And if you are born again, you are already within the kingdom of God spiritually. There is the physical manifestation of the kingdom of God. There is the millennial reign that will happen in Revelation 24 to 7. And there is going to be the new heavens and the new earth. But before then, even right now, as you believe in Christ Jesus, you are already a member of God's kingdom. Amen. I have taken time to read this passage as long as it is, and there are issues there to be addressed. One thing about the coming of the Lord. Is the Lord coming back again?
Yes.
There were prophecies way back in the Old Testament about his first coming. How he will come, how he will suffer for us, how he will be crucified. All those prophecies came to pass exactly as they were. Even the prophets who prophesied, they may have waited. Say, the Lord told me, you know, a virgin shall bring forth a child. They shall call him Emmanuel. But I haven't seen it. They waited and waited and waited and waited for centuries, and many did not see. But they kept on believing that one day it will materialize. And it happened exactly. That's how it's going to be with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ the second time. He has promised he will come back again. And his coming is going to be in two phases. There is one that we are expecting now. His coming will be in the clouds. And that's the translation or the rapture. Every eye will not see him then. But the second advent, when every eye will see him, that is going to happen after the translation of the saints. Amen.
Amen.
In the translation or rapture, Jesus Christ comes for the saints. He comes for them. He does not come with them yet. He comes for them, and we are going to meet him in the air. That's why it's not going to be a public display. But the after effect will be felt all over the world because of what will happen. There will be a lot of chaos. As you may, a pilot who is a Christian, born again, and Holy Ghost filled, and is ready, and is rapturable, and the rapture takes place. You know what will happen? There will be plane crashes here and there, and all. So, we cannot imagine it. Even though it's secret, but the after effect will be felt all over the world. There's a description of this event in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 to 18. And then his second advent, or where he will make public appearance, will be Revelation 19, verse 14. There it tells us about Jesus Christ coming with the saints that he had taken up, and angels. So first of all, he comes in the air, takes his saints up. Then, just before the great day of the Lord, he comes with the saints to judge the Antichrist system. So the coming of the Lord is very near. Like the children of Issachar, in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, we, at this time, we should understand the signs of the times. We should understand that the coming of the Lord is very near. The season of the coming of the Lord is with us. Some people talk about knowing the day, another will address that soon. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 to 8, we are also told about this timing factor. Are we going to know the day? Are we going to be in darkness? Are we going to have an idea about the time that the Lord will come? Of course, by various prophecy fulfilling, we know.
that the season is at hand. Let's read 1 Thessalonians 5 from 1 to 8. But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For ye yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Take note of that. Ye are all children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Let us be clear-headed. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. Amen. From this passage we have read, children of God are not in the darkness. We are not saying, oh, we don't know the day. We don't know when. Don't know when Jesus Christ will come. He's surely coming in my time. I'm confident about that. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, I'm among those who are waiting the rapture, just like Simeon of old. For revealed to him, he will not see death until the Messiah will come. And so he was very excited when the Messiah was dedicated that day. He said, yes, my eyes have seen the salvation of God. He saw the Lord. I too believe, like you do, that the Lord will come and catch us home without dying. Death is not the only way out of this world. Many Christians confess death. Christ has brought life and immortality. At the rapture time, there are some people who not see physical death. Amen.
Amen.
Believe it. Confess it. And it shall be so with you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Many Christians, about 80%, if not 90%, that we all die, we are going to resurrect. You know, that's just one of the way out. But we shall not all sleep. But we shall all be changed. In a moment, at the twinkling of an eye, and we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 to 55. Amen.
Amen.
So, of the seasons, we know that Jesus Christ will soon come. But concerning that particular day, Jesus said, no one knew the date or the hour of his appearing. But Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, may not have known the day. You know, it was true God and true man. Jesus wept. God cannot weep in so mighty name. But Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, he wept. He was tired. He felt hungry at the time. That's to tell you about the duality. No, he had the human nature and the divine nature. As God Almighty, who we know that Jesus is, he knows when he's coming. Amen? He knows certainly the day and hour and minute and second. But personally, I don't believe he will tell you and me. This is me. Yes, there are some Christians who believe, oh, yeah, like he told Noah. Yeah, so it's so and so day I will come, I'll visit. And then also Elisha. Elisha was told, do you know that your master is going today, going to be caught up today? Yeah, no, hold your peace. So, based on that, some Christians do believe that the Lord will tell us the day and time, but count me out. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, no one knows the day. He knows quite all right as the Son of God and all, as God Almighty said, but to reveal it to us is not necessary. Why do I think so? First of all, do you know that there are so many time zones in the world today? More than 24 time zones in the whole world. You have the Far East, you have the West, no. And that today, the time now is about 11:30. Just okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 11:30. Now, in some other parts of the world, it's already Monday. Monday. Amen? Yes. Why it is? When it will be 12 here in Phoenix, it will be 6 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. It will be 4 a.m. on Monday in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we know that in London, it will be 7 p.m. So there are a lot of time differences. The time of the Gospels, the world was very small at that time, you know. I don't believe they had many time zones as we have now. Even within the U.S., we have about 11 time zones from one end to the other. But that time, it was a small world. And that's why the apostles were able to reach the whole world at that time, within a short time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So if the Lord were to tell us, okay, on the 20th, Fepala month, you will come. I believe on that day, everybody will be in the church. Whether you like it or not, you just forsake your jobs, your businesses, and you come to wherever children of God are gathered. Be praying for forgiveness, for mercy, saying your last prayers and all. That's what naturally will happen. But it's not going to be so. Why? Because the Bible says that when the translation takes place, two people will be at the meal. In other words, during daytime, they are working, doing their normal work. One will be taken and the other left. That's why I took me to read that passage. You saw it there. Someone will be sleeping. One will be taken, the other left. Because it's not every Christian that will go in the rapture, you know. We are told in Matthew chapter 25 about the foolish and the wise. I want to be among the wise. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So, from the scripture, we know that if the rapture test is going to be simultaneous worldwide, it will be night time in some place, and it will be daylight in others. The Bible has also said that. So, if you think that a particular day the Lord will just come, then what about, it's going to be another day somewhere else. And it's not going to have a separate rapture for you here in Phoenix, and then another one in Tokyo, Japan. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So just take your mind off that Ibai Palade. People have set dates. They are praying on so-and-so date, and so-and-so time. Rapture will take place. It has happened before. Don't be moved by all that. It is enough for us to know the season of time. By prophecies and signs, you know, and wonders that are happening now, we know that the coming of the Lord is very, very near. The best attitude should be for you to be ready. Any day, any time. You don't have to know the day. When you are in the school, be ready. You are in your business place, be ready. You are in the church, be ready. You are doing recreation, you are out there, you know, cruising, be ready. You are sleeping, be ready. You are eating, be ready. That's just the watchword. Don't wait for a particular date. Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, the best attitude is just to be ready at all time. And there's one song that seems to bring this home. See, watch and be ready, for the Lord may come today. Watch and be ready, for the Lord may come today. He will come again in the clouds for me and take me home to eternity. Watch and be ready, for the Lord may come today. Sorry if I did give you the title, As It Was in the Days of Noah. That's the title of the message. In the days of Noah, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And he repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and he grieved him at his heart. That's Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. In the days of Noah, there was so much sin, so much wickedness in the land. that God said that, oh, he shouldn't have created these people. But alas, he had created them. But he made up his mind, was going to destroy everybody. But thank God for Noah. Amen?
Amen.
Noah found grace in the sight of God. He was a lone diamond in the midst of multitude who never feared God and believed God or obeyed God's commandment. He stood out of the crowd. That's the challenge before you and me today. In this evil and adulterous generation that we are in, we need to stand out of the crowd. We need to be glued to Jesus and stand and identify with him all the time and not to compromise with the world. Noah did not compromise his day. He heard the voice of God, prepare an ark, and for 120 years, he kept preaching, repent, repent, the kingdom of God is ahead, destruction is ahead. To us today, destruction is also coming, because after the translation, there's going to be the great tribulation. A time that the world has never seen. That's what how the Bible describes it. If you think about persecution, you don't see anything. If you think about debauchery, perversion, you've not seen anything. There are many of these things, this thing they do in secret presently, that will be done openly at that time for entertainment during the Great Tribulation. We don't want to be here. And Jesus said that we should pray, watch and pray, so that we'll be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come upon the world. Amen.
Amen.
So as it was in the days of Noah, so it is today, if not worse. Here we have terrorism, suicide bombing everywhere, hijacking of planes, unrestrained abortions, mass murders, mass killings, and mass graves. Sex war, people don't know. I feel I should become a woman. Then I just go to a clinic, and then they come out changed. The imagination of men today is terrible. It's so evil, and God is not happy with that. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, he said the day will come when they will call black white. And then they call white black. They will call good evil. And evil will be called good. Are we not in those days now? It's happening exactly. If you are living a righteous life, they think you are so strange, you are a stranger in this world. And of course, that's who we are. We ought to be strangers in this world. If we conform with them, they will not accuse us. But Noah was accused. Noah was jeered at. He was mocked at. Just like they will do the same to us today that believe that Jesus will come for us. They say, where the promise of his coming? Yes, we'll read all that. But the right attitude should be like it was in the days of Noah. Noah stood out among the crowd, and he feared God, he obeyed God. We too, we should fear God today and stand out and identify with him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
These are days of ritual killings, gang raping, sex slavery, incest, men abusing their own daughters, all different kind of things, child abuse, even so-called pastors. We have organ harvest and all that. They will just take human beings for the sake of their lungs or heart. They will kill somebody. Lesbianism, homosexuality. These are the days comparable to the days of Noah. And we say, oh, why has God not destroyed the world now? God is patient towards all. He doesn't want everybody to perish. There are some people who will be Christians tomorrow, but today they are unbelievers, chronic unbelievers. I watched a video of a Hollywood star, actress in Nigeria, who had just encountered the Lord Jesus Christ. How that God himself visited her. It wasn't something very extraordinary. She just found that she was no longer at peace with herself, with what she was doing. And God said, enough of all that. You have done enough. Movies, really movies, this and that. Now it's time to know me and serve me. Go to your sister. Some of you will come across it. I think even her sister posted it on Twitter. Yes, so it's a touching testimony of what God can do. And God is touching people, different people like that these days. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, an atheist,
87 years old. All his life, he never believed there is God until he was paralyzed and he had an encounter with God. Thank God we have known him. We don't have to wait until such near-death experience before we know that God is real. Jesus Christ is good and he's coming for us again. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, in those days, you know, he found grace in sight of God. We too, we can find grace in the sight of God today. Amen. In the midst of all the perversion of his day, Noah stood out blameless. Possible Old Testament. Where it was so difficult to keep the laws and everything. Noah was blameless. He walked with God. Amen.
Amen.
He lived an exemplary life. He obeyed God without questioning. Noah condemned the world by his own righteous actions. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Like Noah, like in Noah's day, judgment was looming. And he built an ark. He entered the ark with his household and thus saving lives. Today, there is the ark of salvation. Jesus Christ, the ark of salvation today. Amen. It's our responsibility to tell others, come and enter the ark. Destruction is ahead. Judgment is coming. But when you are in the ark, you'll be safe and secured. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God that Noah gave inspiration from somebody. Who is that person? His great grandfather by name Enoch. That man also walked with God, feared God, you know. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, that Enoch was translated that he should not see death. He did not see death. Amen. Enoch did not die. And he has not died. Amen.
Amen.
He was translated, was caught up that he should not see death. It was just extraordinary. He feared God. He walked with God. And Noah remember, my great-grandfather Enoch found favor in sight of God to walk with God. I too am making up my mind. You can imitate good people. Emulate what is good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So we have examples today to learn from Enoch, to learn from Noah. Noah gained inspiration from Enoch and he too walked with God. The challenge before us today is to emulate overcomers like Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Daniel, the three Hebrew children, Elijah, and others. They all live in wicked generations. It's not only our generation that is so bad. It had been so from the beginning. There's nothing new, really. Yes. So, these people, they live in very difficult times, but they show for the Lord Jesus Christ. They counter the cost and they distinguish themselves as people who love God and they walk with God. Elijah, for example, walked when King Ahab was king under the wicked reign. I say reign because that woman was terrible. She was actually the one controlling, even though she was the queen under Jezebel. Jezebel, that wicked queen. So they even threatened his life. Now, Elijah, he confronted 450 Baal prophets, political prophets, who prophesied good, everything is good, or it will all be good, But there was a Mount Carmel showdown in which God proved himself and vindicated his servant. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, and all those 450 Baal worshippers, they were killed. But there was one thing that Elijah said, which was not true, and God corrected him. But one thing also about Elijah is that he was ready again, like Noah, to be a lone diamond. That is, you are just the only one different. Others, they may be doing this, but as for me, my heart decided to serve the Lord. He was ready to go all the way. Say, every other person, they have all forsaken God, but me. That's what he said. And God said, no, you made a mistake there. Because I have reserve of 7,000 people that have not bowed their feet to Baal.
That should also comfort us. Sometimes we feel that we are the only elect, we are the only people, you know, that may go in the rapture. We should not be self-conceited. See, not to have faith in God and trust God, you know, for the translation. But to think that I'm just the only one at all, just like Elijah made mistake, we shouldn't do that. 7,000 who remain faithful to God. These are the remnant. God always has a remnant. In every generation, no matter how wicked, no matter how evil that generation is, God always has a remnant. In time of Sodom, people were given to sodomy. God no spared Lot. But remember Lot's wife, because she turned back because of material gain, because of her properties, her jewelry, and whatever, all that she had acquired. She couldn't believe that she would lose those things. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18, that's where the Lord told Elijah that he had got a reserve of 7,000 who had never bowed. There are people like that today. There are people who will yet be like that. Even today, they are wicked. It's through the preaching of the gospel that they can receive the light. Sometimes when we are hesitant in preaching the gospel, God will go right ahead and do the same. Preach to the people himself. But that is not how it ought to be. We are his ambassadors. And it's depending on us to be light. Light givers, light sharers to other people. So that they too can enter the ark and be saved. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 11, Elijah was caught up. Amen. Yeah, the man who feared God and he stood with God and God vindicated him. He too was caught up. 1 Kings chapter 2 verse 11. And that's how we too, we are believing today that we too shall be caught up. Like Jesus Christ himself was caught up. He ascended to heaven and the Bible says that this same Jesus, as we see him go up, he shall return. Acts chapter 1 verse 9 to 11. Apostle Paul admonishes us in Philippians chapter 2 verse 15. I want us to read that passage. Philippians 2 verse 15. The world is wicked. That we are in a wicked world. But this is what God expects of us at this time. God will say, oh, because of the environment, we know that you are living in Phoenix. There's so much sin, so much evil. And so we don't expect so much from you. God is not going to say that. He has given his word. He expects us to obey his word. Amen. Irrespective of wherever we are living. But it costs us something. Persecution, yes. He that must live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It comes in various shades and forms. We should be ready. Philippians 2 verse 15. This is what Apostle Paul admonishes us. We that are living in this very evil, wicked world. Verse 14 says, do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Amen.
Amen.
That's the challenge to us. You see, everybody is gay now. Even they are gay ministers and nobody talks to them, you know. Freedom of worship. Freedom to believe anything you want to believe. Freedom to become anything you want to become. You want to become a man and you are a woman, you can become. And vice versa. If you are a young girl, say, I don't like being a girl. I want to be a boy. Is the age. You can see so much looseness, so much immorality in the land. They no longer count fornication as sin in this our time. They will teach it and promote it. Experiment. Discover yourself. They use different forms called sin form. Please, we are to make a distinction. We are not to compromise with the system. Amen. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, he said, he that had this hope of Jesus coming should purify himself. Purify yourself. Like Daniel, he made up his mind. He proposed his mind, was not going to defy himself with the king's meat or his provision. We too, in our time, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, make up our mind to identify and to love the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He will never forsake you. He We will never leave you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus himself tells us in Luke 21, verse 36, say, watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen.
Amen.
We should not allow distractors to distract us or lose focus on Jesus. Don't lose your vision of Jesus.
Amen.
There are scoffers these days, and they come in various ways and forms. They tell you you are too strict.
Yeah.
You know, you have liberty to do anything you want. That's for the liberal society. God has his own standard. Remember that we said that we are members of a kingdom.
Yeah.
We belong to a kingdom under the lordship of Jesus Christ. There are rules and regulations. Amen.
Amen.
So we can't afford to live like the people of the world. The Bible says we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Therefore, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and all those things of the world is not for us. Let us read this passage to encourage ourselves. 2 Peter chapter 3, 3 to 9. Tell us that there are scoffers. There will be scoffers in the last days. And we are in the last days now. Scoffers are there, discouraging real children of God. But we will not allow them to discourage us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. Verse 3 says, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts. They are mockers. They mock if you want to keep yourself pure as a young guy. They say, oh, they mock you. They mock you. They scorn you. They say, you are not social. You are not modern. You belong to the Stone Age. They can call you names. That's not enough to discourage you at all. And say, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Verses, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack, the Lord is not slow concerning his promise to come, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering, is patient towards what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So that should be the answer. Why is Christ delayed today? The reason is that he wants some people to enter the ark before he shuts the door himself. In the days of Noah, God himself shut the door. This time around again is the one that will shut the door and say, no more. The church age is over. Come up, hither.
Amen.
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 Brothers and sisters, let us know, a man of God has said this. He said, our eternal destiny is not determined by the environment in which we live, but by our own determination to be what we ought to be in whatever environment we find ourselves.
Amen.
Amen. Some people say it's not of him that willeth. But you see, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have to have a willing heart. When there is a will, there is a way. When you don't have any desire, there's no praying that God will give you your heart desire. You have to desire a thing, pray towards it and ask for it, and the Lord will bring it to pass. Amen.
Amen.
That's why 1 John chapter 3 verse 3, I quoted it earlier, that if you have this hope in you, then you will purify yourself. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he will help you, he will help me in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let us make up our mind in this evil and adulterous generation. Don't compare yourself with unbelievers. They are unbelievers. Their destiny is not your destiny. Therefore, there's no room for comparison. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And like Noah, you also find grace in time of need and escape the events of the great tribulation in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Before I round up, I want to pray for those who have health challenge. If you are sick, just raise up your hand because the power to heal is here. Amen.
Amen.
Raise up your hand if you have any challenge in your physical body. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your word says, by the stripes of Jesus, were healed 2,000 years ago. We stand upon the word of God and declare this one healed and strengthened in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Sickness, disease, and affliction shall be far from you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you live here, you are going to live here whole in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Remember also that like Noah invited people, he was patient for 120 years, telling them, come into the ark. The Lord told me to build an ark. Enter this ark. If you enter this ark, you'll be saved. Come to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. For in Christ there's security. Outside there'll be judgment and there'll be hell. For us as ambassadors, we are obligated to do that. May the Lord grant us grace to be just that exactly in Jesus' name. In our schools, in our businesses, in our job, wherever we may be, we'll not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God unto salvation. The Lord bless you.
Amen.